Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Oh, what a weekend it's been, Jones. Started on Monday, as all of our weeks do. And it was a Hunter Henry surprise question.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise. Surprise!
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out that Karen Reed was found not guilty?
Oof, man. I'm going to say 15.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Hey, followed it closely. He was surprised.
I would agree.
He could have plunged in a little bit more there. I wonder if he was.
Is that something his wife got him into, you think?
I don't think him and Stiz would agree, for instance. It seems like they would be at odds over that one.
Do you think Stiz talks to his spider all about the Karen Reed trial still?
Probably.
He's still steaming about it?
He's reading his 27-page document.
Yeah. We'll get to Stiz and the spider.
Oh, good.
That may also factor in.
Good.
Spider.
Call of the week. Oh. Perhaps call of the year at the Jones and Keefe Awards, which will take place in March. But this is an all-timer. People are still tweeting us about this.
George is in Mattapoisett. Go ahead, George.
Hundreds of people listening to your voice.
Hello, George. You there? George?
You're up.
Yes.
Oh. What was that?
Right. Who are you whispering
what
to?
What was that?
Just talking to yourself?
Getting psyched up?
Is that your mantra?
You got it.
Yeah. It's a trick, man. He's had a great year.
Yep.
Put the other guy on.
Yeah, the other guy got takes.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
I'm going to
What was he doing?
I don't.
Two people or one guy with two voices?
I don't.
I like to think of him as a little Jekyll and Hyde
there. Yeah,
did you play the beginning of that? That was legit one of the creepier things
I've
heard.
I think George is a ventriloquist. I think it's what's going on.
Rest in peace, Autumn and George. Dude, you think he was like, what was that?
I don't know.
He's like, you're going to be on the radio, and they're going to hear your voice.
You're up. He's like, oh, yeah,
hey.
Drake May's been
good. Javier Bardem, I think you're up there, bud.
Hundreds of people listening to your voice.
Heads or tails?
What?
Heads. Call it. Call it.
Call it.
That guy, I mean, thanks for listening, but he needs to be on a list.
Wow.
Wowzer.
Honestly, the more you hear it, the creepier it gets.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But I love the whole thing. I love how creepy it was at the beginning, and then how the take was such just like a nothing. Drake
Hey, guys,
good.
What do you think about Drake May?
Oh, hey, how's... Ready?
Nothing weird going on here. What do you think about Drake May, guys? Huh?
I called you to talk about football. All right, bud.
All right, sure, guy.
So hopefully we can check in with him again later on. Terp was in for Pure Hoops, but really the Pure Hoops.
Well, this is a berating.
This was upsetting because Terp cost us. Yeah. But Saquon seems like a step slower than he did a year ago. They just don't have the same feel as they did.
Still can't believe Terp took him.
Terp's taken Saquon a couple of times this year.
Yeah, I even talked it up on Friday, too. I was like, wow, he's plus money.
So I updated the Bozo individual rankings, or records, if you will. You and I both are 6-4.
So we're typically taking plus money. We're not taking minus money.
Everybody but Terp takes plus money, which is going to be funny when you hear the rest of these.
What else?
Nick is 5-5. Billy's 3-7.
Okay.
But I think he's got back-to-back hits.
Can't win them all, but he's heating up.
No. Terp, 1-9. To the point where our guy Dice, who frequents the text and the Twitter, he had a pretty good proposal. He takes Terp's spot.
It's not bad.
And I don't hate it.
Terp's not here today.
No, what happened to him?
I don't. It's stolen.
No, he's here.
Stolen valor, I think.
Oh, he is here?
Oh, is he here? He's here later on today?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Then we had him in. We had a sit down. So it is a win, a must win for Terp. And not to spoil it, but he is going Josh Jacobs, who's like minus 250.
Oh, it's higher than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
290?
285 or something like that. Yeah, no, I didn't appreciate how Terp tried to suspend himself from the show. He's like, guys, I'll take a week off.
Like, no,
you're picking one more week, and then you're on probation. Suspend yourself. We suspend you.
Then we bring Shime in. Well, Shime's his replacement.
And or Dice.
Or Dice.
Yeah.
Or both. Really juice the odds.
Maybe both.
All right, it was a big week in the sky at night, so we talked about that.
Last week there was a supermoon, and I had a heads up for that, so I'm like, I'll check that out.
That wasn't a supermoon.
A beaver moon.
Hell yeah.
Beaver nice. Moon.
Yeah, Bill.
If I had a heads up, I would have gone out and checked this out last night.
Every night's a beaver moon in my house. No. But so I was like...
Sick brag, bro.
No, the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Moon was crazy because does your dog and or kid act crazy during full moons, or is it just my house?
No, my dog just naps 23 hours a day. So not him. Maybe the kid. I haven't tracked it. I like this one. Texter, my nephew's hamster projectile vomits every time there's a full moon.
Holy smokes!
I can't figure out why.
Well, I think we know why. He's a werehamster. Werehamsters turn. Now, they don't get as big as like a werewolf because they're still obviously a hamster.
Yeah, like werewolf, there's a lot of grunting and howling and like big noises. It's a lot smaller noise with pukes. a were gerbil. Yeah.
It's a quick puke and then he just probably goes to sleep. Yeah, but it happens. So you got to keep your eyes out on those full moons. Then you got to go change his wood chips or whatever they live in. Well, speaking of pets, Stiz now has one his broccoli incident with the Black Widow.
Would you rather have a Black Widow in your broccoli or a caterpillar in your lettuce?
So Stiz on the afternoon show did, in fact, take home a broccoli. He's being healthy. Decided to cook himself a broccoli.
Yeah,
and
really?
A Black Widow spider jumped out?
It really kind of was like a double brag.
It was like I was eating broccoli, obviously.
I survived a Black Widow, but also... By the way, I'm eating healthy, ladies. I'm having some broccoli.
My body is my temple. Stiz has also kept the Black Widow spider. I don't know if he's planning a lawsuit or what he's doing.
I believe he's angling for free things.
Yeah. I think
all he has right now is a free pet.
Oh, he's like, I'm expecting something from Market Basket. I go, you're going to get new broccoli.
Yeah, they're like,
he's going to get like a Market Basket franchise.
We can get you a broccoli crown. You're not going to own a location in your town.
There are some florets.
Yeah.
But he's kept the Black Widow in a bottle in his home.
Which he says he was scared. When he went down to sleep, he's like knowing there was a Black Widow in there. The guy who watches horror movies every single night of his life is now scared that there's a Black Widow spider.
She's keeping
for some reason. And he looked into it. It's healthy. The thing's healthy, so PETA can get off his back.
Totally.
But now he has a pet spider. Did he name the spider?
I was going to ask that. He comes home. He's like, hey,
Scarlett
little
Scarlett Johansson.
I'll text him. Actually, it's before noon. He's not going to answer
he's
the spider's
snoozing right
plotting
now.
His death right now. Whatever he's doing. He's like, that guy sleeps a lot. I could kill him.
What's
so,
this guy getting?
I could kill him so easily. If I get out of this bottle, I could kill him so many times, so many different ways.
Still has the spider, I believe.
It's still
there. Yeah, he still has
Sam
it.
The spider.
He
Sam
named him Sam.
Yeah, shout out Sam.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Lucas the Spider, an animated show.
Oh, Lucas likes that show. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
All right, we have a lot of brag of the weeks to choose from, so let's dive
into
it.
Good.
season ticket holder since 83.
Sick brag, bro.
Always a classic. That was George
you
and
just,
Warwick.
My favorite part about that is you just know there's like season ticket holders from the 70s that are like,
yeah,
noob.
They're like, all right, buddy.
Yeah, get in line.
Yeah, seriously. Our friend Andy Hart.
I lived in the exact same apartment as Tracy Chapman.
Sick brag, bro.
Oh, they're trying to jump him there.
Oh, yeah, he got jumped.
Brag. All right, let's check in at Knights with Christian Arkhand.
Art's Turkey Farm. You go there for I've never been there for Thanksgiving. I've been there not at Thanksgiving dozens of times.
Sick brag, bro.
Turkey farm.
Yep.
Dozens of times. Yep. The man loves a turkey farm.
Yep.
Okay.
We also had one of the news women from Kiefer Madness.
As someone who worked in Florida for many years.
Sick brag, bro.
From Florida.
Kind of reading your resume.
Yep. Greg Hill Show guest and TV voice of the Bruins, Judd Surratt.
I think I was having a conversation with Sean Corrali.
Sick brag, bro.
That's tough to top.
You're
talking Sean Corrali?
What were you talking about?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Wow.
And we have a little bit of a medley for our guy, Rob Bragford.
Oh, good.
I am the worst gambler of all time.
Sick brag, bro.
I've made two bets.
Sick brag, bro.
I talked to a team yesterday.
Sick brag, bro.
Talked to a guy.
Sick brag, bro.
I talked to Sherrington yesterday.
Sick brag, bro.
I think spam call too. They laughed a second.
Sick brag, bro.
I mean, it's just it's the I sheer mean, volume.
If we, yeah, no, brags per minute is just through the roof on Bragfo. I think we got
to talk
go.
To a guy is pretty good.
I talked to a guy. I don't know, man.
I think it's Judd.
I think I was having a conversation with Sean Corrali.
I think
sick brag, bro.
Could have been anybody, but I think it was Sean Corrali.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So somebody in a Corrali jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either a guy in a Corrali jersey.
It was him.
Or maybe it was really Sean Corrali.
Awesome.
But wow, very impressive.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Good stuff.
That is strong.
Mm-hmm. Good week.
Week in review every Friday at 12:45 here on Jones and Keith. Let's get to a couple of nitpicks from last night, shall we? Kyle Williams, I think, will be prominently featured on there. Same thing with the opening drive for the defense. I didn't love their clock management going into halftime, so we'll work our way through that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.